Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be discussing Doug Wilson versus Kevin DeYoung. Kevin DeYoung had a very viral moment at last week's Presbyterian Church in America General Assembly and is getting a lot of scrutiny for it, rightfully so, which we'll talk about also. And Doug Wilson has used this as an opportunity to initiate a little skirmish with him because Kevin DeYoung famously wrote a criticism of the Moscow mood. And now, as Doug Wilson will say, turnabout is fair play. So this is a very interesting dilemma because Kevin DeYoung wanted to tone police Doug Wilson over the Moscow mood, which, you know, has since been eroded because of his behavior. But nonetheless, he wanted to criticize the Moscow mood. And now Kevin DeYoung's tone is also subject to criticism. So we're going to see an instance of Kevin DeYoung being judged by the standard by which he judges others. And we're going to maybe participate in a little bit of that. But first, I want to let you know about our sponsor for this video. Hey friends, Ray Fava here from Evangelical Dark Web. It is my belief that right now we need more Christian patrons. Let me ask you something. Do you have a vision for your family, your business, your community? Do you dream of building something lasting, something that glorifies God and blesses generations to come? Are you ready to become a new Christian elite? Then you need to talk to my friends at First Liberty Building and Loan. For over 30 years, First Liberty has said yes when big banks say no. They've been the bridge between visionary entrepreneurs and the capital they need to build, buy, and grow. They don't just talk about community. They are the community, grounded in Noonan, Georgia, and serving business owners across the country. Their team is deeply involved in church leadership, local government, and civic life. And they're not afraid to say it. They honor God in all they do. And that's not just marketing. It's the foundation of their business. If you're a Christian entrepreneur who wants to build multi-generational wealth, make a cultural impact, and leave a legacy, First Liberty wants to help you do it. So grab the ox goad, light the torches. It's time to build your kingdom for God's glory and your children's future. Visit FirstLibertyGA.com to learn more and apply today. That's FirstLibertyGA.com. So just a little bit about my thoughts about Kevin DeYoung, because I kind of alluded to my thoughts about Doug Wilson. You know, he's eroded the Moscow mood, which was, you know, Kevin DeYoung versus Doug Wilson won. But, and, you know, with the whole Antioch Declaration, trying to do a, you know, a smear campaign for a year on people to his right, stuff like that. You know, I have my issues with Doug Wilson. Kevin DeYoung is, in my opinion, he is someone that, you know, would probably get a 10 out of 10 on a doctrinal quiz, right? But he is, in my opinion, in my assessment, he is the embodiment of feminized managerial liberalism. Like, he's not like full bore liberalize the church, but this is a guy who's going to manage the liberalization of a church in a very feminized fashion. He's not someone who's going to fight for the church. That has been very evident because, you know, I used to kind of think, oh, he might be one of the good guys at the Gospel Coalition. Well, really, if you were, you know, if you had any sort of balls, you would stand up to the people at the Gospel Coalition who promoted critical race theory and, you know, side B theology and all this other nonsense, but he doesn't really do that. So, his children's Bible is weak sauce. I am going to throw that out there. So he's someone that, you know, can, you know, get a degree and, you know, can check all the boxes doctrinally, but when it comes to praxis, Kevin DeYoung has never been that guy, and that is reflected in the clip that I'm about to play for you right here. So this is Kevin DeYoung at the Presbyterian Church in America General Assembly, and he was elected as the moderator, which, you know, got some headlines in Christian media. But we did cover this story last week, so you definitely want to sign up for the free newsletter. But here is Kevin DeYoung moderating.
Fathers and brothers, we've heard various concerns.
Please introduce yourself.
Yes, thank you. Timothy Brindle, teaching elder, Olive Street Presbyterian Church. We've heard various concerns, but I have another one. It has to do with the director of M&A's stance on affinity groups and evenings for black worshipers. Brothers in Christ, James, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, says, "Show no partiality as you hold the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory." Friends, if the coordinator of M&A believes he's not safe in space with me because of the color of my skin, this is a denial of the sanctifying grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Microphone six.
Yes, sir.
We ask you to speak with decorum and not in a way that is personally attacking. It is germane to bring up issues relative to this particular motion, but would ask you to speak in a more temperate way.
Sir, I'm not sure how more temperate I can be. I will seek to be as kind as possible.
Was there a point of order over here?
So that's the clip. And honestly, I don't think he went far enough to violate Robert's rules of order. It would have been fitting if he wanted to say, give a warning, but he just basically cut him off, accused him of being intemperate, even though he hadn't crossed that line just yet. And it doesn't sound like he was actually going to either. So this is in reference to a man named Erwin Ince, who is an executive at the Mission to North America, which is a very important Presbyterian church organization, and they are infested with wokeness. So the problem in the PCA is that at the General Assembly, they usually have a majority consensus against things that are woke. It didn't seem to be the case this year, but in previous years, they've had a pretty solid consensus, and they've been able to actually make some grounds at a national level. But they have not cleaned up the institutions, mainly, you know, the M&A being a prime example, and they've not won over the presbyteries. So they haven't won all the battles at the presbytery level. So that's the latest update. And then they elect Kevin DeYoung, which is not exactly a vote of confidence for what's going, you know, for the PCA, because Kevin DeYoung, like I said, is kind of the embodiment of managerial, feminized managerial liberalism is the proper way to put it. So Doug Wilson has struck back at this, and he gives a very good critique, especially in this one paragraph that I'll highlight soon, of Kevin DeYoung for what he does. Now, Doug Wilson is a much bigger fan of Kevin DeYoung than I am. And maybe Kevin DeYoung's a bigger fan of Doug Wilson than I am, and it's all good. But let's read this section. It's called Back to Kevin DeYoung. It's part of the blog and May blog, so you can read it on Doug Wilson's blog and May blog. And he says, in his famous Moscow Mood article, so I believe Kevin DeYoung is the person who coined the term Moscow Mood, and Doug Wilson at least credits him for that in this article. Kevin made bold enough rebuke to me for my tone. Turnabout is fair play. And so I think that it is now necessary for me to rebuke him for this. I got to read it in Doug Wilson's voice. The more you read Doug Wilson, the more you read it in his voice. Just saying. If you are like me, you want to watch that exchange and thought it was something like, what the heck just happened? And since I have pondered it a bit, and since you have asked sweetly, I will take up the task of explaining what just happened. Pastor Brindle and Pastor Kevin DeYoung voiced personal criticisms of fellow ministers on the floor of the General Assembly. Both of them did this. Pastor Brindle did this with an open Bible and was in the process of bringing his criticism against someone, Irwin Ince, by means of an honest argument. And anyone who is even remotely acquainted with the damage that identity politics is currently doing out in the world knows that there is an argument to be had there. Please remember that Peter could not have fixed anything at Antioch as far as Paul was concerned by calling his move the formation of an affinity group. Pastor DeYoung has made some pointed criticisms of his own. He said that Pastor Brindle was being intemperate and that he lacked decorum. Therefore, there was no argument involved in this, just a raw parliamentary assertion.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
It was an act of naked authority, a pronouncement. And this is what left so many viewers of that video clip blinking and thinking to themselves, something like, what? It was a pronouncement that was not backed by scripture or common sense. There was no argument. There was absolutely no prima facie evidence for what the moderator asserted, but nevertheless, he asserted it. So this was a charge made publicly against Pastor Brindle. And on top of everything else, it was a false charge. He was told to stop being intemperate when he wasn't being intemperate. He was told he lacked decorum when he didn't lack decorum. He was simply objecting to the establishment of a group within the church that had a no whites sign posted, one that Pastor Brindle's wife could attend because she is black, but which he could not attend because he is not. So, setting up the context here, because Pastor Brindle, as far as I know, like, doesn't he, like, want to be a rap, you know, does some rapping and stuff like that? Like, he's not exactly the stereotypically whitest pastor out there. So it's not like he's, you know, this Christian nationalist bro bringing up these complaints about what Irwin Ince is doing. He is, you know, I'm not going to say he's a liberal because I don't know enough about him, but I, you know, he's not like the Christian nationalist bro here. And, you know, he dabbles in some rap, I hear. So I just think it's funny that he's the one that makes this assertion at the PCAGA. It's not like the person you'd expect. It's not like at the Southern Baptist Convention where you have characters that kind of show up every year and have their agenda and want to have their voice heard on a particular issue that they are passionate about. So I thought it's interesting that Brindle was the man for this. And yeah, Doug Wilson asserts that Kevin DeYoung actually disparaged a member of, you know, the parliamentary procedure, because Robert's rules, you can't disparage another member. You can disparage someone who's not a member, but you can't disparage a member under Robert's rules. But Kevin DeYoung violated this as the moderator, which is actually even worse, even if these are offsetting penalties. Because he's the moderator, this is actually worse. So moving on with Doug Wilson, he continues, if some rogue PCA church down south somewhere had the temerity to create a whites-only affinity group, one that Pastor Brindle could attend but his wife could not, I can assure you that the General Assembly of the PCA would have resembled something closer to one of those fistfight scenes in the Third World Parliament somewhere, with any sense of decorum gone all to blazes. And I am still one step ahead. This is the point where someone will say that this attempt of mine at whataboutism doesn't work. Man, that is such a phrase from 2016, 2017. I'm tired of that phrase. just got to say, but are you know, people still making those claims? But anyway, a whites-only affinity group would be obnoxious to all right-thinking people precisely because of, wait for it, white supremacy power differentials, centuries of white privilege, and all that rest of that egalitarian goo. That would be a point where the identity politics that is driving all of this would take off its mask and reveal the face of a grinning Mephistopheles. I don't know that reference. Kevin DeYoung is no liberal, but he claims to be something that he claims to see something about Pastor Brindle that none of us out here in ordinary land can see. What makes him do that? But again, turnabout is fair play. I can see something that he can't see. DeYoung is no liberal, but there is certainly an invisible and imperious progressive standing right behind him, and so DeYoung is very much operating under the authority of what Joe Rigney calls the progressive gaze. And I like Joe Rigney. One of these days I'll do a review on his book. And last two paragraphs that I'll want to read, the second one is really good. Kevin DeYoung is no liberal, but he claims to see some... Okay, actually, yeah, last two paragraphs is starting with this one. Given his disposition, Kevin DeYoung made a serious mistake of accepting the role of moderator. No longer will he have the luxury of speaking only for himself and only in his own voice. That is how he was able to put daylight between himself and the nonsense that was going on at the Gospel Coalition, for example. He was able to speak only for himself, and he, when by himself, is fully orthodox. But he is now the umpire, and that means he has to call balls and strikes. He has to call balls and strikes between contending parties. And this first nakedly bad call has revealed the presence that the progressive invisible umpire is standing right behind him and looking over his shoulder. If all this seems a bit cryptic, check out Rigney on the progressive gaze. There will be those who reply to all this by saying that those who are woke are in no way numerous in the PCA. So why does Pastor DeYoung fear them then? And I thought those last two paragraphs were absolute bangers from Doug Wilson. And he's absolutely right that Kevin DeYoung is operating as though there's a real liberal umpire who's sticking his hand up his butt and working him like a puppet. I'll say that part. That's not what Doug Wilson said. But anyway, well played, Doug Wilson. Decent article. I don't really agree with you on the merits of Kevin DeYoung. I think he's highly overrated. But other than that, bang up job, Doug Wilson. So that's all I got for today. My name is Ray. If you like this content, do also subscribe to the channel, to the podcast. If you're new, we have a Patreon-like system. You can support us. But the least you can do is, there's also a free newsletter. So other than that, that's all I got to say. Have a blessed day. Stay based, Crisis King. And we will catch you on the next one.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.